From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey shoots down a Russian warplane. U.S. President Barack Obama and Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan have agreed on the need to de-escalate tensions with Russia and prevent such incidents in the future. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu robustly defended the downing by two of its fighter jets of a Russian bomber that Ankara claims was violating its airspace.
Sınırlarımızın güvenliği söz konusu olduğunda.
He says the entire world should be aware and sure that we will do whatever necessary in order to ensure our country's peace and security within all this ring of fire, in order to maintain peace in Turkey. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose government insists the Russian jet never entered Turkish airspace, accused Turkey of stabbing Russia in the back. In a meeting with his National Security Council Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama called for increased coalition airstrikes against the Islamic State group. Earlier, Mr. Obama stood in the White House with visiting French President François Hollande and said the United States stands with France in the wake of the November 13th attacks on Paris. Belgium charged a fifth suspect with terrorism offenses related to those attacks in Paris. Authorities issued an international arrest warrant for Mohamed Abrini. He was seen in a car with the main fugitive suspect in the case just 2 days before the attacks. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility Tuesday for a suicide bombing at a hotel in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. A judge, two policemen, and a civilian were killed. 12 people were wounded. Officials say three attackers were killed. It happened at the Swiss Inn in El Arish. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry has wrapped up talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Kerry condemned the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis.
This is a challenge to all civilized people. And we all have a responsibility to condemn that violence, to make it clear that no frustration, no politics, no ideology, no emotion justifies taking innocent lives.
The State Department says the Secretary and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussed steps that could be taken to stop the violence and strengthen security cooperation. Canada is extending its deadline for taking in 25,000 Syrian refugees to allow for more time for screening and medical examinations. The end of November deadline now has been pushed back to the end of February. John McCallum is Canada's immigration minister.
And I have heard Canadians across this country saying, yes, you have to do it right. And if it takes a little bit longer to do it right, then take the extra time. And that's exactly what we are doing.
Canadian officials still expect to allow 10,000 Syrians to enter the country by the end of the year. Pope Francis begins his first official visit to Africa Wednesday. The pontiff has stops in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It is a trip that human rights advocates hope he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. At least 12 people were killed in Tunisia's capital Tuesday when an explosion hit a bus carrying members of the country's elite presidential guard. The Interior Ministry says the blast occurred in the center of Tunis. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in recent months than first thought. The Commerce Department said Tuesday the world's largest economy advanced 2.1% in the July to September period, up from an initial estimate of 1.5%. The boost came as businesses restocked their goods. The U.S. is witnessing yet another racially charged incident of possible police brutality. The latest incident is in the Midwestern city of Chicago, where police officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder. Van Dyke is accused of shooting black teenager Laquan McDonald to death after McDonald was allegedly spotted behaving erratically. Shooting occurred in 2014. A local newspaper quotes police officials as saying the youngster had drugs in his system and had refused orders to drop a knife he was holding. But a video shows the officer shooting McDonald 16 times, with many of those shots coming after McDonald was on the ground. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up today. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.